It's been surreal. This has turned our lives absolutely upside down.
Brett Weinstein teaches biology at the Evergreen State College, but this spring he was better known as that supposedly racist teacher. He became the target of protests after criticizing proposed changes to college policies regarding race and refusing to leave campus on a day when white students and faculty members were encouraged to go elsewhere. He did end up holding classes off campus after those protests and a conversation with the college's police chief.
She said, "Are you on campus?" I said, "No." She said, "Please don't come to campus." And I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Protesters are searching car to car looking for an individual, and we believe it's you." And that was obviously a very alarming call to receive.
Weinstein has informed the state he and his wife, who also teaches at Evergreen, may sue for nearly $4 million in damages.
Why the f*** is he here?
Weinstein says the college fosters a racially hostile work and retaliatory environment, and the protests showed the school failed to set or enforce any boundaries for protest.
It became very clearly criminal at the point that they were barricading administrators in the president's office and controlling their movements and stalking people on the campus openly.
Weinstein fears the protests and problems will come right back with students in the fall. As for he and his wife, he hopes his possible legal action will bring about changes to Evergreen.
We would love to return. We cannot return if the college is not made safe, and it has to be made safe for people to express points of view that are at odds with the conventional wisdom of the moment.